Good morning. It's always good to be in God's house. I always look forward to Sunday because, well, I actually look forward to getting up every day and serving the Lord, but it's always wonderful to be in God's house, to be with my brothers and sisters in Christ. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. This is very familiar scripture that I'm going to read this morning, and some of my favorite, because you know who needs this scripture quite a bit? This guy right here. Some of the sermons I preach to this guy right here. And there ain't nothing wrong with that. If you would, those that can, please stand as I read from God's Word. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. I'm going to read that again. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we're so thankful for the reading of Your Word. And God, we are thankful that, Lord, You are with us. You are directing our paths. You're always right there leading us and guiding us. And Father, help us today to not get in front of You, but help us, God, to stay behind You, Lord. Help us to follow in Your footsteps, because You know exactly where You want to lead us in our lives. And Lord, as I preach the message today, we ask God that everything will come straight from You, from Your Holy Spirit, nothing from my thoughts, my own words, or flesh. And God, we give You the honor, the glory, and the praise. It's in Jesus' name we ask. Amen. You may be seated. This came to me this week because during the week, something came up, and I found myself having one of those discussions with the Lord. And I was telling the Lord, now God, this is my idea, and I know it's going to work. I just want You to listen to me for a change. And I just kept feeling the Lord talk to me in my heart. And the Lord said, I want You to lean on Me with this. I want You to trust Me. And then that little voice inside of me just kept going, no, no, no. This is the way it's got to be. This is the way how it should turn out. And the Lord just continued to say, I want You to trust Me. So then when I prayed and I said, Lord, what would You want me to preach on Sunday? Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 came up. And I thought, boy, don't I ever... Sometimes I need that scripture bopped over my head quite a few times. And I know Janine would probably like to choke it into me sometimes. I do want to say something about faith. Faith is the key that unlocks the door. Faith is what helps us to trust in God. Faith is what helps us to keep walking day to day. Faith helps us even when we don't understand. And I want to just, I'm not putting her on a pedestal by any means, I'm not. But I just want to say something about Janine in my observations of her and life. Because I see God work in her, but I see a woman who gets up every morning. And now somewhere, of course, I say this, I should probably be shot. Sometimes I wake up grouchy, other times I just let her sleep. But but now she gets up and she makes sure that she gives the Lord the first part of her day. I see her get her Bible out and spread out her devotional papers, and I see her read, and then I see her pray. And you know what I see in her every day when she's done? Is I see a woman who's ready to fight. I see a woman ready to go to battle. And sometimes I see myself going, boy, I wish I had the faith that she's got. I'm getting there. We're all a work in progress. And I want you to know, I'm not preaching this sermon this morning to say that we're all supposed to be perfect. Because as long as you and I are in this flesh, we'll never be perfect. We're going to fail and we're going to stumble. But the thing is, you have to get back up, dust yourself off, and you have to keep walking. We're going to fail the Lord miserably many times. But we have to go back a lot to Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And we have to trust the Lord with all of our heart and our minds. Our understanding must be with His ways and not our ways. Now, I've used this scripture here a lot because I love it. But the Bible says that God's ways are higher than our ways, and God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And why is that? Well, God is perfect. God is holy. God is righteous. God is amazing. And there's something that really struck me this week. As I was driving one day, I was watching the rainfall. And I thought, God, how great and glorious You are. Because at one time, everything was watered underneath the earth. There was never any rain until Noah and his family entered the ark. Then we had rainfall. And as I looked at flowers and green grass starting to pop up in places, I thought, God, You are so good and You have a plan. Help me, Lord, to trust Your plan. Help me, Lord, to abide in You today, and don't let me go into tomorrow. I don't even want to think about it. It'd give me a headache. But Lord, help me to walk with You today. Help me to hear Your voice. But Father, give me the attitude to understand Your ways and Your thoughts. The Bible is filled with so many verses that deal with understanding. Proverbs 4 and 5 says, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. Now the Bible is telling us here, we're not to go down to the corner store or to somebody's house and get wisdom from them. The Bible is telling us that the only place to get wisdom and understanding is to go before the Lord God. Because who understands your life? God does. Who made you? God did. He did not create all of us the same. Now that's what I find amazing. God has created so many people. And if you ever look at your finger, everybody's got a fingerprint and everybody's different. Even a set of twins or even triplets, they may look the same. They all have different DNA. They all have a different fingerprint. And that's because God knows what He's doing. God has a plan. And God will always see His plan through to completion. You ever heard somebody say that when you're going into the midst of a trial, that you're going through a trial, and when you're going through something, it means you're on a journey, and that journey is going to maybe take you on some pretty rough roads. It may lead you through some dark valleys. But if you look into each valley, there's a lily there. The lily of the valley, the bright and the morning star. His name is Jesus Christ. He is the perfect Son of God. And it is there that we find wisdom and understanding. When we look to the Lord, we have peace and comfort in those dark and troubling times. The other night, we went out late. We had a death call, and we went to the family's house. And this happens to me every time. I find my heart grieving, and it makes me just want to cry. I cry easy for people. And I saw this man had passed away. There was one nurse and one family member there. And this man's wife was there, and she was broken, and she was saddened. And I felt this grieving in my heart. But I knew that this woman was going to be going through some dark times, some lonely days. And it was then that I realized that God would be with her. If I pray for her, God would be with her. And I know that even in my own life, I've gone through some losses. I've gone through some heartaches. I've gone through some things I never thought I would even face. But I want you to know that God was always there with me. There were times that I strayed off the path. There were times that I said, well, I'm going to do this instead of going to the Lord. And the Lord just let me go down that road, only to wind up at a brick wall. Nowhere to turn. And when I turned back again, there was no way to go back up that road. All I could do was call out to the Lord and say, Father, I've gotten myself into a bad situation, and Lord, I need you to come to my rescue. And every time the Lord has delivered me and placed me in His loving care, and God has always walked with me, and God has always provided everything I needed. I also want to read to you Proverbs 16:16. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver? See, there's a lot of things we could obtain in this world. A lot of people go after gold and silver and after valuable things. A lot of people chase fame and fortune. A lot of people chase college degrees, and there's nothing wrong with chasing college degrees and all that, but it's better to go after wisdom and understanding that we obtain from the Lord. Why? Because when we obtain wisdom and understanding from God's Word, it'll help us to stand. It'll help us to pray. It'll help us to seek God day in and day out. Now, the Bible says to lean not on your own understanding. And the Bible says this because if we rely on our own thinking, I call it stinking thinking, if we rely on our own human thinking, it can get us into some bad predicaments. So many times when we face a situation, we can look at it one of two ways. We can either look at it from God's side, or we can look at it from the human side. And you know how many times we decide to look at something from the human angle? And how awful that is? I know one time I was going for a job, and I wanted this job so bad. And you know what I did? One day I was sitting there thinking, well, and the devil planted the thought in my mind. And the devil said, you ain't going to get that job. And then I thought, well, why did he even apply there? I'm not going to get that job. They wouldn't want me. I'm not skilled enough. And then all of a sudden, it was one negative after another. And then I didn't even want the job. And then I was in a bad mood. And then I didn't even want to pray about that job. And you know what happened? I didn't get the job. Another situation come up in my life where I had to go to the doctor. And when I went to the doctor, I had to get some x-rays done. And at the time, I didn't like what the doctor said. So I remember from the last situation, and I remember the preacher preaching the same scripture another Sunday at church about leaning on your own understanding and trusting God. So I said, okay, Lord, you know my situation. You know what the doctor has said. I said, and also, Lord, you know what? I'm a young teenage guy. I was just 18, 19 years old. And I said, Lord, I don't have a grand job, and I don't know how I'm going to pay for some of this stuff. But you know what, Lord? I'll trust you. If you'll help me, I'll trust you. And you know what? The Lord touched my body. And what happened was I had a bad place in my low back. And I went to a Bible study one night, and there were some friends gathered together and said, does anybody need prayer? And I said, yes, I do for my low back, because I got a report that wasn't that good. So these guys that were friends of mine laid hands on me and prayed, and instantly my low back was healed. And I never had another problem with it from that time forward. And then when it came time to pay the bill for all the medical stuff I had to have, because at that time I didn't have insurance. I didn't know what health insurance was. All I wanted was money to take my girlfriend out, buy her a nice thing. Well, the Lord provided the finances to pay for my x-rays. And you know what happened? I went to the x-ray department. I said, look, this is my situation. I've been praying about it, and this is what I feel like the Lord wants me to do. And the lady says, that's fine. You can make payments every week if you want. She said, you make payments until it's paid off. You just bring them right to me and we'll take care of it. All because I trusted in the Lord. So see, what the Bible's saying, if we rely on our own way of thinking, well, we can, but it's not God's way. It's not what God has worked out. See, sometimes we want to go by our own thinking because we don't want to wait on God. How many of us are good at waiting? I'm putting my hands down right now. I'm not. I know that's one thing Janine would like to hit me upside the head for is being impatient. Because I don't know how many times I tell God I want it right now. And so sometimes I go, well, Lord, if you listen to me, then we don't have to go through the trial of waiting with you. And then every time the Lord says, but if you'll trust me, you won't remember the pain. You won't remember the trial. You're just going to be sweetened in the spirit because you're going to remember what I've done. That's what I look to. And that's what I need to look forward to every day in this life. It's essential that we grasp how messed up our own thinking and our own understanding is. It is really messed up. You know, when Noah built the ark, God gave him a certain set of instructions. He laid the plan out. Now, if Noah would have said, well, now sons, God said this, but this is what I had just come to my mind. Let's do it this way. You know what? I don't think that ark would have stayed afloat. I don't think they would have been safe. I know that God probably would have definitely stepped in the picture and said, hey, Noah, that's not what I told you. But see, because Noah was faithful, he trusted God, he starts building a boat on dry land, and people are laughing and making fun of him, and you would have surely thought that would have persuaded him to think and do differently, but it didn't. Why? Because Noah was a man of faith. Noah was a man who knew wisdom and understanding. Noah was a man after God's own heart. And Noah knew that if he listened to God and he faithfully followed the plan, they would enter the ark safely, God would close the door, the rains would come, and they would be kept safe until the day they were brought off the ark. Let's see, I got a scripture here. Proverbs 3:7. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. You know where our own stinking thinking comes from? It comes from the enemy. The devil is always looking for the moment that he can catch you off guard, and he will start to plant thoughts and reasonings and ideas in your head. And when he plants stuff in your head and gets those gears to rolling, and you start dwelling on those things, then that's what you're going to go after. The Bible says there in Proverbs 3:7, fear the Lord and depart from evil. So to fear the Lord means we have to draw ourselves close to God. The Bible says that if we draw ourselves to God, He will draw near to us. And that's the truth. If we will abide with God, God will abide with us. If we choose to abide by ourselves, guess who's not going to be there with us? God won't. That's just simple. When we abide in the Lord, He provides every need. Here a while back, Janine and I had moved into our new house. Well, it's not a brand new house, but new to us. And we moved in. We had just bought a new car that year. And I told Janine, we had to spend money, you know, for moving and every other thing and down payment and all that stuff and insurance. So, well, I was driving back to Carterville one day, and I was going back to get the last bit of our mail, and the man and his wife that bought our old house at Carterville, he was a preacher, and I thought that was pretty neat. He was a good godly man, because they paid for us. It was going to be a week before we could sign the papers. And you know what that man and his wife did? They put us up in the nicest hotel in Marion, and they paid the entire bill. I just want to say that to show you how God does work and provide. And we didn't ask Him to. He did it. But anyway, I was driving north of Carterville, and I don't know if you ever seen them before, but did you know there's kamikaze deer? There are kamikaze deer. There really are. I was driving that brand new Honda CRV, got just north outside of Carterville in the country, and here come one of them kamikaze deer running through the field. I didn't see it. I didn't see it until it jumped up over the bush line and landed on top of the hood of the car. And when it hit and landed on top of that car, it damaged the entire... And well, when it hit and landed, of course, it went and landed on the road, and then I hit the front of it, and it spun it off the road. And I'm sitting there in total disbelief that I just done this. And there's our brand new car all banged up. And the first thing I did, I called the police, told them I'd been in a wreck, told them what happened. Then I called my wife, and that's when I got shook up. And the only thing my wife said was, "Are you okay?" And she said, "Don't you dare worry about a thing. God will take care of it." So I trusted the Lord. And do you know I was actually able to drive away with that car? It looked pretty bad, but I was able to drive away from the scene of that wreck. So come time, I said, "Lord, I've turned in a claim to insurance, and I got some stuff to pay here. And Lord, I just need You to provide. And I trust You, God." And we got a check come in the mail. And I believe, if I remember, it's been 5 years ago almost. A check come in the mail for almost $1,000. Something I wasn't expecting. So I finally realized. And you would think after moments like that, that God has provided, you would think that I would be trusting the Lord always. But what happens? I start listening to that voice, to the enemy. And when that voice starts talking to me, I start these reasonings, and I start my own thinking, and then I get myself in trouble every time. But God is so loving and gracious and kind and compassionate and patient. He's like, "Well, there's my prodigal son wandering away and coming back again." And the Lord always takes me back into fellowship. And the Lord always says, I love you and I'm always here for you. Now, I never understand that kind of love, but I'm thank God that He loves us in that way. See, when we start reading God's Word is planted inside of us. How many of you ever have been in a play and you had to part that you had to memorize? Anybody ever been there? Effie has. And Noel has. So, you know, there's times, Gene. So, well, when I was in children's choir, well, they always gave you your speaking parts and they wanted you to memorize them. I mean, you had to memorize that. I tell you what, sometimes them plays I was in, I memorized them so well, I just went over and over. I'd just get my homework sometimes. I memorized some of my speaking parts so well I could go out and speak them and know them. And sometimes my mother would say, would you shut up? I've heard them lines enough already. And in the same way, if we would do that with God's Word, if we would study God's Word and take it in us and make it a part of our life, and if we would speak God's Word, and if we would say, Father, I do trust You. I trust You with my health crisis. I trust You with my bills. I trust You with my business. I trust You with my family. I trust You with my job. I trust You, Father, with every aspect of my life. And if we would apply God's Word to our very life, I tell you what, when we go through those trials, when we go through those dark times, things will be so much sweeter. And now you're probably saying, now Jim, that's a little sounds a little off. No, it's not really. We're going to go through dark times and we're going to face trials and tribulations. But if God is walking before you and you are following Him, the Bible tells us to not fear. If we have fear in the Lord, we'll have perfect understanding and we'll know how to walk. When we pray, we'll know how to stand. My grandfather used to say, a man that learns how to kneel often will learn how to stand on his own two feet. Well, I didn't understand that being a young guy until he told me that what that meant was, he'd say, Jimbo, you've got to pray. And if you hit your knees often and pray, he said, you're going to learn to fight in a battle and you're going to be all right. He said, on the outside, you might look a little mess, but he said, on the inside, God's working everything out for your good. Now, we never know the length of time that we have to go through something. We never understand why things come up in our life. But if we have the fear and the understanding of the Lord, then we all should know that everything's all right. We should know that everything's all right. And I want to tell you this. There's been tax times that you know, we filed our taxes and we've got a good refund. There's been times that something happened we had to pay in, and I wouldn't take that thing and go, oh boy, here we go again. I got to pay this. Oh, what am I going to do? Oh, worry me. I just took them taxes before the Lord and said, Father, this is the need I have. I know You will provide it. I'm looking to You to provide the way. And then I go on with life and live and serve and trust and have faith. And I've watched God every time on time provide for the tax bill. I've heard so many other testimonies in my lifetime of people who have been healed of cancers that the doctors said were incurable. Just the other day, my cousin Ashley had surgery. She's had a massive cancer in her abdomen and her pelvis. Now, the doctors have said it's a very aggressive, incurable type of cancer. But you know what she posted on Saturday morning? She posted, "I'm in the hospital, but the doctors got all of the cancer out. All of it." And she said that they're supposed to start chemotherapy on her. But I come against that and I said, "Lord, I know you have healed my cousin Ashley and I know that you can do anything. Tell you what, if he hung them stars up there in the sky, if he made the solar system to function the way it's supposed to, and grab, my head just spins when I think of all how God created all this. So if God can do all that, he can take care of the most minute needs of my life." I prayed for a wife. Man, I got Miss America. I didn't know. I got Miss America who is full of faith. I prayed. I got what I prayed for. That's exactly what I got. But I also prayed and said, "Lord, I want you to give me the lady you want me to have." And I've always asked God, "Don't take her from me. Please, God, don't take her from me, because I love her. She's one that sticks closer to me than any person I've ever known." And I've asked her, "Lord, don't ever take her from me, but if you have to, I know I'll be all right." But I thank God every day for that woman, because she is the one who reminds me daily, trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't lean on your own understanding. So why do I keep swaying away? Sometimes because I let the enemy talk to my mind and I listen. And then, of course, I have to reverse gears and go back. But the Lord is always faithful. Aren't you glad that God never pushes us aside? He is so good to us. I want to read just something to you real quick, and I'm going to close. Did you know that it is scientifically impossible to lean on yourself? It is also impossible to lean on your own understanding. It is like a rotten post eaten up with termites and decay. It might look sturdy, but the minute you put it to the test, it won't hold up. The first thing we do is rely on our own understanding. If it doesn't make sense, we balk. If it can't be explained or logically worked out, we reject it as truth. The first thing we do when making a decision is to turn to ourselves and our own understanding. But if we would just simply put our faith in the Lord and turn to Him every time, He's a friend that will stick closer than any brother. And I love that. So, the other night, well, Dave and I, we worked the other morning. I think we worked to about 3 when we picked that fella. We worked to about almost 3 o'clock in the morning. And I was tired. Oh, was I tired. Janine and I just got done praying. I thought, man, I'm going to bed tonight. I'm going to get me some sleep. Wrong. But you know what? It was during those times when I thought I couldn't hardly make it or stay awake that I just kept saying, "Lord, help me, God, not to fall asleep. Lord, give me the strength. Just keep going. Because why? I'm serving a family. I'm doing something for somebody else. Not for me, but Lord, help me." And do you know I didn't go to bed till that night about 9 o'clock. I finally went to bed and I zonked out and I didn't hear a thing. You could have flown a jet plane over top of my house and I probably wouldn't have even heard it. But God was with us. God provided and God protected. And I'll say this. Why are so many of our churches open up today? Because those churches are trusting in the Lord. Those churches are looking to God to carry them through each time. You know, when COVID started, I heard a lot of people say, well, this is the end of our churches. I'm like, what? Watch what comes out of your mouth. If I'd said something like that, my grandmother would have washed my mouth out with soap. And she'd say, boy, you watch what comes out of your mouth. But I heard people say that. Well, there goes the church. Everybody's going to be watching church online. Ain't nobody ever going to go. Churches are going to close everywhere. They're going to come in, take our freedom, blah, 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 blah. I said, well, I don't know about you, but that's not the route I'm going. I just said, Lord, through this pandemic, I trust in you. I'll do what I have to do. I'll follow what the law says. But I trust you, Lord God, that you'll take care of everything. And here we are, 2023, still having church. Because we trust in the Lord. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him.